Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the 60 Second Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. In this two-part series, we dive into the world of agentic AI and its transformative impact on retail. In part one, our guest, Jim Blackwell, will help us explore what agentic AI is, how it differs from generative AI, and why it's critical for retailers. We'll also discuss how AI agents align with your business goals, ensure accurate recommendations, and introduce the concept of intelligent automation. I can't wait to hear all about it. Join us to uncover the potential of autonomous AI in retail. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thank you very much, Natalie. It's great to be here.
So, Jim, we're going to start with the most basic question. What is agentic AI, and how is it different from generative AI? And of course, why is it relevant for retailers?
Sure. Well, agentic AI, right, is actually built upon top of generative AI. It uses generative AI ultimately as its foundation. But what agentic AI does is it takes steps and it will put together steps and autonomously go and accomplish whatever goal you've set for it. So the real beauty of this is, you know, I can use agentic AI, set it up. It's going to go through whatever process I'm looking for, and it's going to make these decisions and come back with ultimately reevaluate the decisions it's making to make sure it's accomplishing my goal that I give it from the outset. And that's the real beauty of it, right? It can go and do things for me without me telling it what it has to do exactly. But again, it's probably always going to be using large language models, generative AI. You know, it's using the same underlying foundation.
So I know AI is smart, and I know we talk about AI a lot on this podcast, but how does the AI agent know my goals?
Well, that's really on us to set parameters from the very beginning. Right. When I sit down and develop an agent, I've got to give it at least some overarching goals and maybe even a little bit of direction on the types of output I'm expecting or hoping for. Otherwise, it's just going to go and kind of come up with an awful lot of stuff, and which can be good. But when you're really trying to use this very specifically for some purpose, you want to give it some direction. And ultimately, this is what success kind of looks like, so that that agent, when it takes off and goes and does its thing, whatever it might be, going and scraping web data or compiling data together, it understands what your overarching goals are. And again, those are parameters that you set up from the very beginning.
So I'm sure everybody's thinking the same thing. And if not, I'm going to put it into their minds. How do I know that the suggestions that the AI agent gives me are good ones and they're going to be successful? And how do you know the recommendations it's making and actions are accurate?
Sure. Like any type of, you know, artificial intelligence interaction, you always want to go back and take a look at what you're getting. That's just being smart. However, right, some of the things that you can do is you can attach very specific data sets and say, I want you to review these data sets or use this data over here. This is called retrieval augmented generation, or RAG. And when you're attaching it to data, you can even tell it how creative you want to be. So for example, if I really want it just to use the data and pull insights from that data and not kind of backfill with its own pre-training, I have to give it a little bit of that advice and direction from the outset, again, as part of my parameters. But ultimately, you know, the goal is to make sure you've got good data at the start, you give it the right data, or you tell it exactly where you want to go for specific data that you might trust. And then, as everything in life, right, trust but verify, you still need to come back and take a look at it. But a lot of times, you know, that whole setup of an agent, and it's going through this process, this often multi-step problem-solving process and decision-making as it goes back and forth and looks at all of the scenarios and considerations, and then goes back and looks at your goals once again. The real benefit comes at the end of some of this, where you can then take it and have it go and accomplish very specific tasks for you. And some of that might be integrating actually with RPA on the back end, robotic process automation. So it becomes an agent that works on the front end and then and then an RPA bot maybe on the back end. And this is where you start running into things like intelligent automation, which you know gets really interesting and powerful when you combine agentic AI with a follow-up of intelligent automation.
All right. Well, you just introduced a whole new topic. So we're talking now about generative AI, agentic AI, and intelligent automation. So maybe you can decipher or let us know what's the difference between all these.
Sure. Generative AI is that foundation, those large language models, and where it's pulling data together, it's pre-trained, and it's coming up with kind of a new conclusions or new summarizations, and it you know performs a lot of those human tasks. It mimics human intelligence. The agentic AI is when you're on top of that, having an autonomous agent that can go accomplish things for you, that can run through processes and check against ultimately, against your goals. Intelligent automation then is after you've used that kind of that AI on the front end, mm-hmm. It's then, okay, I want you to go and do these specific actions with those insights. So I might use AI to, one of the intelligent automation, a good example is AP automation, where AI can read an invoice just like you and I can, and it can understand all the variances that are in, different types of invoices. But then once AI has kind of read through that and understood that invoice, let's say, it can push it over to an autonomous bot that then can take that data and push it into our RPA and just run on the background, and it does what it needs to do based upon our training. So combining these three together, right? The LLMs, the generative AI, all up, agentic AI, which can autonomously do work for us, and then intelligent automation, which can perform actions that we have said, this is exactly what I want you to go do and how I want you to do it with the output from AI. You look at that all up and you start to get some really powerful capabilities within the overall AI ecosystem.
Amazing. Thank you very much, Jim. And I look forward to part two of this series where we're going to be discussing implementing agentic AI for retail success. So looking forward to speaking to you then. And if you found this episode insightful, be sure to follow the 60 Second Retail podcast wherever you listen to your podcast so you can keep your finger on the pulse for the retail industry. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.